Okay, good morning, Kevin, and good morning, listeners. As some local Longford people would know, in about the 1990s, Bord na Mona discovered a trackway on the bog, and it was investigated by archaeologists from UCD, and it was so magnificent that they decided to create a visitor centre to display it in Corlay. So there's a fabulous visitor centre in Corlay Bog. To me, it always looks like a Grecian temple out in the middle of the bog, type of building you wouldn't expect to see. So it's quite spectacular, beautiful glass dome roof. And you go in and inside you have housed the original trackway. Oak beams about 10, 12 foot long. And you can see the carving from the Iron Age period, sorry. So the trackway is 2,170 years old at this stage. It's amazing to see how, you can actually see the handiwork of our ancestors and the chipping in the wood and the carving on the wood. So it's quite spectacular. And you're given quite a wonderful tour by Noel Carberry and Mary Oroho, wonderful guides in the centre and a few others as well. So you're given, you go in, you're met, and you're given a very entertaining guide, and you're shown the trackway, and you're shown a video about how it was discovered and how it was preserved. And then you can hang around and look at all the other displays. And then in more recent years, we've developed the Corlay trackway, amenity trackway. So it used to happen in Corlay Visitor Centre was a lot of people used to say, we've come to walk the trackway. So what we did then 2 or 3 years ago is we developed an amenity walk. So there's three walks now. There's a 3 kilometre walk, a 6 kilometre walk, and now a 10 kilometre walk. So you have a choice of all three or all together. And that brings you outside the visitor center area and out onto the Bord na Mona bogs. Now, these are Bord na Mona cutaway bogs that have been essentially abandoned at this stage and are renaturing very, very rapidly. So lakes, ponds, forests, birds, bees, wildlife.
And there's a huge amount when you get into the centre you mentioned, I suppose, that the centre itself is just the jumping off point and the various different trails. And really, it's up to people themselves to go and discover and explore it, because it's very much a kind of a self-guided thing where you can really, take various different trails or work around the type of walks that are available there yourself.
Yeah, well, there are other displays in the centre itself. A tohar is the technical word for a wooden trackway. And so there's different examples of tohars. There's a wheel, an Iron Age wheel, an Iron Age bucket, and utensils and things like that. So there's very interesting displays inside. And the history and the story as to why did they build this trackway out on the bog. So very interestingly, 2,170 years later, what are we doing? We're building trackways out in the bogs. So history repeating itself to some degree. So yeah, so when you head out of the trackway, there's a number of car parks around the new amenity walks. There's about 5 car parks around the amenity walks scattered at different locations. So it's very easy to get to and very easy to get quickly out onto the amenity walk. And when you walk out there, you're in the middle of nature. There are very few signs of human activity. So it's you and nature and the birds and the bees. So very quickly you're off walking through new woodland, wetlands, ponds. And now the new walk, which you're just completing at the moment, the 10 kilometer stretch, it's basically a lake with little inlets and trees growing on the little inlets into the lake. So this wonderful 10 kilometer walk around this lake, beautiful natural lake. As I say, flowers, birds and bees, very important from a pollination point of view in today's world. A lot of biodiversity beginning to come in there. And then from a climate change point of view, a lot of carbon sequestration about to commence going. So there's a lot happening out there and a lot of stories out there which are related to our modern life. And then I suppose at the very basic element that you can get out and walk, you can get out and cycle. So there's good exercise. It's very healthy. I was out there last Sunday and there were hundreds of people out there walking, and we haven't even completed the path yet. So it was extraordinary to see so many people out, including mothers pushing prams. So already Longford people are beginning to get out there and enjoy the amenity of the Bogland Walk.
And in terms of the walks themselves, Donal, I mean, obviously we're in a very flat county in Longford as it is, so it's not a hard walk. There isn't much of a gradient. And as you mentioned, there's mothers with buggies or fathers with buggies as well. So it really is suitable for all ages on this walk. It's not a very tiring walk. It's not too much exertion required to get around it.
Certainly not. It's, as I say, the three different walks, 3 kilometers, 6 kilometers, 10 kilometers. It's all flat. So you're not climbing up hils or climbing over stiles or anything like that. It's just pure flat and a very soft, gravelly surface, which is very easy to work on. Quarry dust, we call it. It's a very solid surface, so very comfortable, very soft to walk on, actually, from a foot point of view. It's not as hard as a tarmac path, so it's very easy for all ages, and you can push a pram around. And indeed, if you're in a wheelchair, you can get your wheelchair around it as well. So it's accessible for everybody, really.
And that is a key part of it. And I know that's part of the attraction in Chorley, is that you mentioned, because there's three different walks, you're out in the open air. You mentioned there was hundreds of people there, but I imagine that it didn't feel in any way crowded because it's such a wide open space. And that's the beauty of it, that you really feel like you're in the wilderness there almost. There's very little sounds of traffic or anything like that, unless there's maybe a plane coming over from Abishrule. But it's very peaceful out there, and that's one of the real key attractions of Chorley.
You're absolutely right, Kevin. It's an extraordinary experience, and that's why I go out myself every weekend. The peace and the quiet, and you can stand and just look across the lake, and all you see is trees in the distance and shrubs. So it's a very, very natural place, very good for regenerating the energy, getting back to nature, getting away from the busy lives that we all lead. So I always find myself relaxing out there and re-energizing and coming back full of enthusiasm to get going again in your life. So it's, and I'm assuming that all the other people I'm meeting out there, they all seem very happy. They're all enjoying themselves. They're doing it for the same reasons. And what's interesting now is you're starting to see them coming from not just Longford, but Roscommon and Westmeath. Longford's become a very interesting county in that, because we're developing these almost regional parks, so Newcastle Woods and Chorley Amenity Walk, it's attracting in people from outside. So you have to assume that within the region, there aren't similar walks in other counties, and that word of mouth is actually beginning to spread about, look, there's something going on in Longford. The Chorley and Newcastle are unique places to come and walk too, and cycle, paddleboard on the lake, kayak. And I suppose the other important thing to say about it is the greenway goes or comes back from, you're connected to it. So you can literally cycle from Maynooth to Chorley, or Longford Town to Chorley, or Clondra to Chorley. So it's very well connected, off road, no cars, and very few, no houses or development out, obviously, in the Chorley Bog area.
And Donal, obviously great credit to Longford County Council and local people involved as well in terms of maintaining it and keeping it in the way that it is. There's a real sense of community there and a great, I know, community effort to maintain it. And unfortunately, there's been maybe some incidents of dumping around the Chorley Centre there as well. And it has horrified people to see such a natural amenity disrupted by careless people like that. There is a great sense of pride in Chorley, especially, and now it's great that more people from around the region are coming to visit.
Absolutely. To be fair, the whole idea behind it, and the bigger picture, the Mid-Shannon Wilderness Park originated with the Kena Group, Kena Cooperative, and Wetlands Heritage Ireland. and Charlie Harrison there in Keene. So they originated this idea, and with Laffoy County Council working with them. And so we went to Bordnamona and negotiated the land leases, and Bordnamona very kindly gave us those leases. And then we went and got funding. We were very lucky to get funding, and that was in association with the community group. And then what did we do? But we, Bordnamona workers actually did the work for us. And that's very important to know, given that Bordnamona's not harvesting peat anymore. So Laffoy County Council is actually employing the Bordnamona workers to carry out the work in the bog. And of course, the Bordnamona workers are all local people like ourselves. They live locally. Their family before them worked on the bog. So it's a continuation of that community effort in developing the amenity walk on the bog. Just in relation to dumping, it's very interesting that you mentioned it. Since the numbers of people coming out to enjoy the bog have increased, it's actually began to reduce the amount of dumping, because before nobody went out there too much. Now there's so many people out there that you're more visible. So it's not as easy to dump as people used to do in the past. Thanks be to God.
Finally, Donal, if people are looking for more information, and as we mentioned, Corlay really is just a jumping off point for various different walks in that part of County Longford. What's the best way, maybe, if somebody is listening today and are thinking, I need to find out a little bit more information, or plan my walk for next weekend, or maybe bring down some relatives and we'll enjoy the afternoon taking a stroll around the bog?
Okay, well, the Longford Tourism website has the walks in Longford up on it, including the Corlay Walk. And there's a map that you can download. And then if you go out there and park there at each of the car parking points, we have a map up showing the walks. And so you can follow the route. And last summer, I don't know if they have it this summer, but they did have the map in the Corlay Centre. So you could go into the centre and pick up a hand map and go off and do your walks. Now there, that covers the first two walks, the 3 kilometre and the 6 kilometre walk. Because we're about a week away from finishing the bigger walk, what we'll have to do then is provide a new map to show you the new walk. But people are great. You know, they don't really need maps. They see what's going on, and before you're finished the job, they're out walking on top of you.